Good evening, everyone. This week we will read the Haftarah of the first chapter of Yeshayahu, which begins Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz, the vision of Yeshayahu, the son of Amoz, the prophet. And that's why this Shabbat is called Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat in which we read the vision of Yeshayahu. Perhaps there is deeper meaning in this Shabbat being called Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat of the vision. In the Nevuah we will read, in the prophecy we will read this Shabbat, the Navi will tell them, Kimat, Kisdom ayinu la'amora daminu. We were almost like Sodom and Amorah, the most immoral place on the planet. And then the Navi turns to them and says, Shimu dvar Hashem kitzinei Sodom. Listen to the word of Hashem, you who are the officers of Sodom. So the Talmud says, a minute ago you said we were almost there, and then we are there. The Navi says, Lo'olam al yiftach adam piv la'satan. Don't talk about negative things, because by talking about them, you almost bring them. Talking about them brings them one step away from happening, Chazal say. So perhaps part of what we're learning in our parsha is about vision, where we're supposed to look, what we're supposed to see, not only what we're supposed to say. Chazal say, the Ribbon Shalom is Tzofeh Litov. He's looking for good. When Hashem looks, He is looking for the positive. That's why when we get together in a minyan, Hashem says, let me see how many good things this minyan has done. Well, obviously, if there are 10 people together, then each one has their strength and their weakness. Hashem says, let me look at their strength together and let me look at them positively. Hashem is Tzofeh Litov. Part of what we see in the book of Devarim is a question of attitude. One of the recurring themes of the book of Devarim is, what do you see? And the Navi is also questioned in the book of Yeshayah and Yirmiyahu, what do you see? A large component of where we go depends on what we see. If a person makes Aliyah and all they see is the hardships, then they have a problem being here. If a person makes Aliyah and they see all the good that's here, then they feel blessed to be here. If a person looks at their spouse or at their fellow man and they see good, then they have the potential to be happy with their fellow man. One of the tools we use to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, to rebuild the unity in Am Yisrael, is the ability to see positively, to look at the other one with a good eye. And perhaps this Shabbat is called Shabbat Chazon, because at the root of our ability to rebuild and to create unity is our Chazon, the question of what we look at. Laila Tov.